the Lord. If that hand clap is for Jesus, we can make it bigger and louder. Praise God. This morning is my privilege to be able to stand here upon this exalted altar to share the word of God with us in this segment. I appreciate God's servant for this privilege, and I know that that which God has in stock for each one of us shall be delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. And I allow that, amen. Amen. Again, for the first word this morning, put your hands together for the Lord to appreciate it. Amen. In this segment, we're looking at this topic caption, engaging the power of love. Engaging the power of love. Engaging the power of love. And I want to read for a text, Romans chapter 8, verses 37 to 39. Romans 8, 37 to 39. Romans chapter 8. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that did what? Louder, please. The loudest you can. So love is it. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39. Nor height, depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from what? From what? The love of God, which is in Christ our Lord Jesus. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. From the start out, it's very important for us to understand that every believer, everyone that is born again, has been redeemed as a more than a conqueror. Do I have a believer in the house this morning? If you're a believer, wave your hands to the Lord and shout aloud, I'm a believer. If that is so, then you have been redeemed to be more than a conqueror. Who is more than a conqueror? We had several definitions last night, but simply put, to be more than a conqueror is to put your enemies to flight without a fight. To put your enemies to flight without what? Without a fight. That is talking about surpassing victory. And Jesus Christ and several other people in scriptures demonstrated that to us. Remember in the Gospels, the evil spirits exclaimed concerning Jesus, have you come to destroy us before the time? We know who you are. You are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He didn't talk to them. They sighted him from afar off, and they were put to what? To flight. That is what it means to be more than a conqueror. Luke chapter 4. You have that episode written out there. Again, we see men like Peter in the Bible. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5 and verse 15. We are told there that the shadow of Peter was healing people. Peter was not present, but sicknesses and diseases began to flee just by his shadow. How about Elisha the prophet? Even after he died, his dry bones, we are told in scriptures, brought a dead man back to life. That is what it means to be more than a conqueror. To put your enemies to flight without a fight. Every enemy of your life, I want to announce to someone under the sound of my voice today, wherever you may be, all over the world, all those enemies of your life that followed you to Shiloh 2021, they shall be put to flight. And please understand, when the Bible talks about enemies, it's not just referring to one old woman in your compound that is your enemy. Everything that makes you to shed tears behind closed doors is your enemy. That stagnation is your enemy. That sickness in your body is your enemy. In actual fact, wherever you may be right now under the sound of my voice, if you came to Shiloh with any sickness in your body, I decree and declare that that sickness be gone. And I pray that the God of heaven that changed my story will change your story. Maybe you have been given days or weeks or months to live. That sickness is your enemy. It must leave you alone from this moment. What men thought would have never been possible in your life, the God of Shiloh, who has been doing it again and again, will do it for you. Can I hear a louder amen? Amen. More than a conqueror over sickness, over disease, that pain in your body is caused. That death sentence that you came to Shiloh with in the name of the God of Shiloh is hereby reverted. And I stand here today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, to declare, you shall not die. You shall not die. You shall not die. Help me turn to your neighbor and tell him how you shall not die. You shall live. To declare the words of the Lord. Shall they believe in amen? Amen. That stagnation in your life is your enemy. It must leave you alone. You take one step forward and three steps backward in your life. No more. In your career, from today, it shall be forward ever. For those of you who are in school, you are students, you are neither passing nor failing. No more. No more. In your studies, no more failure. The last failure you had is the last you will ever have. Do you know poverty is an enemy? Scratching the bottom of the pot before you can find food to eat. It must stop now. Because you are the person that God said he will use to feed the poor. You are not meant to be among the poor. So that poverty must end here. More than a conqueror, putting your enemy to flight without a fight. That becomes your story from today. Shout the loudest amen. struggling with sin and iniquity. He's an enemy. You come to church in the morning, you visit the brothel in the night, you are sleeping with other people apart from your husband or wife, it must end now. If you are under the sound of my voice and you know you came to Shiloh from a place that does not glorify God, you must not go back there again. Putting your enemies, including sin and iniquity, to flight without a fight, that becomes your story from today. But you know what? Please take your seat. But you know what? Love is the covenant platform to living a more than a crunkle lifestyle. Love, save me, love. And here we are talking about the love of God. The love of who? The love of God. The love of God at work in us as believers is what empowers us to operate in the realm of more than a conqueror. The love of God. The love of God. Romans chapter 8 and verse 39. Romans 8, 39, we just read it a while ago. The love of God is the platform. Neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. The love of God. Say with me, the love of God. Shout it louder. Now the loudest you can. That is the platform. If we must operate in the realm of more than a conqueror, the love of God is a major requirement. To love God, what does it mean? Simple. To love God means giving your heart to God unreservedly. Giving your heart to God unreservedly. In Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 26, that's one of my guiding scriptures in life. The Bible says, my son, give me your what? Your heart. And let thine eyes observe my ways. Give me your heart. Until you and I give God our heart, we cannot make our marks in life. Until we give God our heart, we can never experience what it means to be more than a conqueror. Where is your heart? Where is it? After money? Where is it? After position? Where is it? After fame? Where is your heart? My son, give me your heart. Beside that scripture in my Bible, I wrote it. Take it, Lord. It's yours. Take it, Lord. Give me your heart, my son. Love is a God first lifestyle. Remember, a major scripture in this commission, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Seek it first. Seek it what? Is it second? Is it third? Number what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And all other things, including putting your enemies to flight, shall be added, shall become additions to you. That is the realm that God is taking somebody to. Without looking too far. Take an example of the life of God's servant in our midst here, Bishop David Oyedepo. We have heard him say it over and again. Taking a stand for God at every point in time. We've heard him share several testimonies with us. Say, for instance, I would rather sink with God rather than shine without him. That's taking a stand for the love of God. in the heart of a man. Love, you must understand, is the secret to success. Let me tell you something. By the grace of God, I've been privileged to be around since the inception of this ministry, and I can tell you very clearly, without mincing words, that one of the greatest secrets of how God is making this commission to conquer and be more than a conqueror against all odds is the love for God. A lover of God is not permitted to be stranded. From today, you shall no longer be stranded. Can I hear louder? Amen. The love of God is the secret of the success of this commission. What is it? What is it? Louder, please. What is it? The loudest you can. What is it? We've all heard it said over and again. And we have seen it done in several places at several times. Last year, God spoke to his servant. For example, 10,000 churches to be planted in 1 year. I've never heard it. I've never read it. But I thank God when it was declared, my heart never shook. Why? Because I have seen greater things. Why? Because I have heard greater things that God has declared by his mouth, and they were easily executed. 10,000 churches in 1 year, and God did it and beyond. Why? The love of God. Not to make a name, but to spread the gospel, to populate heaven, and to depopulate hell. The love of God. The love of God. Yesterday, we heard God's servant share again with us a testimony. I don't know how many of you caught it. 1,000 churches, buildings built this year. Did you hear that? 1,000 houses, places of worship built to the glory of God. Taking territories for the Almighty God to the glory of his name and to the shame of the devil. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you ever heard such a thing? What ears have not heard and eyes have not seen, they are the things that God begins to do in somebody's life. Yeah. If you are the one, let your amen show it all. Yeah. Please hear me. And hear me very well. The degree of your love for God, the intensity of your love for God, how hot, how genuine your love for God is what will determine the degree of your manifestation as a more than a conqueror. Upon this mountain, I see God baptize every one of us to a higher degree of love for him. Amen. Shout the louder, amen. Amen. The question then is, how do I love God? How do I love God? Number one, we must love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. It must be total, inside out. Love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Total love for God, inside out. Luke chapter 10 and verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. Among several other scriptures, makes this very clear. Loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. The grace to do so, receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. And in the scripture, we have several examples of such. For instance, we have the three Hebrew boys. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 18. You can see the episode there. by the three Hebrew boys, the Bible says, be it known unto thee, they said, we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. What could make them to dare the king that much? Save me the love of God. Louder, the love of God. And did they overcome or not? In the same vein, you shall overcome. Yeah. Bishop Redekwa has said over and again, you don't know the secret of my life until you know my heartbeat for God. Until you know my heartbeat for God. Ever before we got married, September 1976, he wrote this powerful covenant titled Sailing Under Sealed Orders. You've heard the story and the testimony over and again. And he said to me, I can never forget, at the back row of that church building, he said, look at this document. I made a covenant with God. Do you still agree to marry such a man like this? Sailing under sealed orders. It has been published several times. Wherever he stands, he said to me, I will go. Do you still think you can marry such a man as this? Sailing under sealed orders. And I said to him, yes. Then he said, if that is so, sign here. And I put my powerful signature. Hallelujah. The love of God. The love of God. Without any doubt, one of the major signals that made me to agree to marriage is his love for God. Listen, single people, don't ever marry a man or a woman that does not love God. Oh. Say, I hear. Oh. Say it loud. I say, I hear. Oh. Touch your ear and say, I hear. Oh. Anyone, male or female, who does not love God and says, I love you, I love you, is a liar. He's a lie. I just love you. I just love you. What he or she is telling you, I just lost you. I just lost you. I just lost you because I will lose you. That will not be you. I said, that will not be you. And please, parents, one of the signals that you need to look for you to agree for your children to marry anyone, is the love of God. Does that individual love God? That is a capital question. If the love of God is there, then the future is bright. The God of heaven will give you a bright future. Can I hear louder? Amen. How must we love God? Number two, very important. We must cleave to the Lord as in marriage. And this is very powerful. Cleave to the Lord as in what? As in marriage. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 5. Look at what the Bible says here. Isaiah 54 and verse 5. For thy maker is thy what? Thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. Thine husband. Thine husband. Cleave unto the Lord as in marriage. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 2. The Bible makes it very clear. 2 Corinthians 11, 2. I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one what? One husband in the person of Jesus Christ. How many people are here? You are married. Please wave your hand to the Lord. You are married. You are married. Wave your hands to the Lord. Shout the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if you are not married yet, don't worry. It will soon be your turn. Yeah. I can't hear your loud amen. No? Yeah. Maybe you are believing God for a miracle marriage or for any of your children. I'd like to congratulate you this morning because this Shiloh is your Shiloh. There shall be divine connections. What did I call it? Not arrangement by man, no, but divine connection. Some of you will walk out, you will walk into your wife, you walk into your husband, you walk into your miracle. Shout the loudest, amen. As in marriage, you cleave unto the Lord. What does it mean to cleave? What's the meaning? No assumption. To cleave means to adhere firmly and closely to something. Adhere closely and firmly to something. Adhere with loyalty. Adhere unwaveringly. Adhere and refuse separation. You resist separation. You stick together. That's what it means to cleave. And the Bible is telling us very clearly to love God is as to cleave in marriage. You know, there are many people when they just first get married, oh, you can see that love all over them. I love you, I love you. They tell each other, they demonstrate it, they are kind to one another. But as the year goes by, they begin to take their spouse for granted. That's what many people do with their love for God. When we first got born again, on fire for God, God says it, we are out to catch it. But as the year goes by, we begin to take God for granted. After Shiloh this year, you shall no longer take God for granted. So we must begin to work at our love for God. Ensure it begins to grow on a continuous basis. Loving God to the end. That grace, receive it in Jesus' name. In Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16, the Bible declares, "For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge." Ruth decided to cleave, to adhere to her mother-in-law in marriage. And at the end of the day, she came out as in the lineage of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Someone's story from Shiloh this year will change for the better. If you are the one that you are, amen, show it. How do you become a more than a conqueror by loving God? How? How does it happen? One, when you love God, we begin to carry God's presence always. We begin to carry His presence always. When you walk in love, you dwell in God and God dwells in you. Remember, God is love, we are told. So walking in love means walking with God. Talking about divine presence. And very clearly, no one ever walks with God and gets defeated. Therefore, as you begin to love God more than ever, you shall begin to enjoy greater divine presence. Say, I receive it. 1 John chapter 4 verse 16. Look at what the Bible says here. 1 John 4 16. The word of God makes it very clear. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. That is me. How about you? Shout it louder. And if God be for us, Romans 8:31, who can be against us? Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible makes it very clear. For God was with him. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that the oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Divine presence made all the things happen. From today, you'll begin to enjoy divine presence. We've heard God's servant share it over and again, talking about when this place was under construction. And several times when he came around and he would return and say, I feel God. I feel God. I feel God. That is divine presence. No wonder God has built for himself a Canaan land, a city to the glory of his name. Has subdued every evil power. Not only the tabernacle, but the art project going on with power in a place that used to be named for the devil. God will change your story. Can I hear louder? Amen. I said God will change your story. And in scripture, we have several examples of men like that that love God. Remember Joseph? He loved God and enjoyed divine presence. Acts chapter 7 and verse 9. The Bible makes it very clear. God was with Joseph. God was with him. God will go with you from this place. Can I hear a louder amen? And because God was with Joseph, he reigned in Egypt. You remember that story in Genesis. Enough of servitude for you. Enough of bowing down and crouching under men for you. As you return from Shiloh this year, you shall begin to stand tall among your equals. If God be with you, remember that promotion that belongs to you will be given to you. Many of you shall return from this mountain to meet your promotion letters. Many of you shall return from here, you will receive letters of new jobs. Many of you shall return from here with testimony that will make mouth to sing. If you are that person, let your amen show it. And number two, as this happens, God will lay your fear upon all nations where the sole of your feet shall tread. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 22. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 22. If you shall diligently keep all the commandments which I command you to do them, and to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him. Look at verse 24. What does it say will happen? 24. The Bible says, verse 24. Studio. Every place. Say every place. Does that cover your nature? Stamp your feet on the ground. Every place. Again, every place. The loudest you can, every place. No matter where you are right now on the surface of the earth. The Bible says, wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, all your enemies shall be subdued under your feet. Can I hear that? Amen. Psalm 14, verses 1 to 7. What ailed thee? Because of divine presence, mountains were skipping like rams. From today, every mountain will begin to skip before you. Everything that used to trouble you will begin to tremble before you. I can never forget the testimony and the story of the Queen of Sheba years ago in Liberia that was celebrated and welcomed with pomp and pageantry. But when she heard that God's servant Bishop Oyedepo was in the same hotel, she packed her baggage and disappeared to the thin air. I still remember clearly the picture of that hotel. Queen of Sheba, years ago in Liberia, that was celebrated and welcomed with pomp and pageantry. But when she heard that God's servant Bishop Oyedepo was in the same hotel. She packed her baggage and disappeared to the thin air. I still remember clearly the picture of that hotel. Putting your enemies to flight without a fight. That evil queen of Sheba tormenting your destiny, you shall see it no more. And as we round up, number three, it also implies that there shall be no enemy to engage us in battle. Every battle of our lives shall become a walkover. Every battle that follows you to Shiloh this year shall become a walkover. And that is what it means to be more than a conqueror. Remember, Judah, in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, God gave them all round rest because they covenanted to love God. From this mountain, you will covenant to love God more than ever before. And as you do so, every enemy that followed you here will flee at your presence. All through the Bible and in our days, we see men that were made heroes. They became more than a conqueror. Remember Father Abraham? The Bible tells us in Isaiah 41 verse 8, Abraham was a friend of God. Until today, we have men and women all over the nations of the earth that are still being referred to as Abraham's children. And that includes you and I. Another Abraham will depart from Shiloh this year. Remember David? In 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, the Bible tells us David, a man after God's own heart. A man after God's own heart. And of course, in 2 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 3, the people exclaimed and declared, you are more than 10,000 of us. How did that happen? Through his love for God. Someone's story is changing. If you are the person, let your amen show it. And then how about Paul the Apostle? In Acts chapter 14 and verse 11, they declared, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. You are returning from Shiloh Mountain as a god over that challenge. And of course, in the same book of Acts, they tried to stone him. And they gathered around him and he rose up. Everything tried to destroy your destiny shall be destroyed upon this mountain. We see several stories here and several testimonies. Your own testimony shall be the next. You need a testimony, a story of a man that loves God and is more than a conqueror. Look at God's servant in the house. Remember the man that came back to life after being embalmed over 24 hours and a prayer was made? The God whom Bishop David Oyedepo serves. And the man came back to life. Every dead area of your life shall come back to life. Lord, help me to love you more than ever.